What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this June 6th, 2025. We're getting closer and closer to the football season. Summer is underway. A lot of your kids are out of school. It's a great time of the year for many of you. And we've got the Florida Panthers still in action. They're going to get us all the way through next week and maybe even beyond that. I kind of hope beyond that. So I'm with you today, obviously. Yesterday, I recorded some 60-second clips. And you may hear in my voice right now, I'm a little off. Not because I'm on drugs or something. Not because anything happened to me. It's that I had a dental procedure done. And I'm going to spare you guys the details because it gets a little gory and nobody really likes going to any dentist, no matter where in the world it is, even if it's in Costa Rica. Nobody likes going to the dentist. So yesterday, I wake up in the morning and I test out my voice. That's probably not a normal thing, but when you host a talk show, anytime you have, let's say, a sore throat, a cough, you're losing your voice a little bit, you wake up, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you get ready for your day, and you just do like a voice check. And yesterday, I was doing a voice check, and my face, my right side of my face was so swollen just because of everything that had to be done. I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable doing an hour show. I may have been able to do it, but I just didn't feel comfortable doing it. Today, my comfort level is definitely not at 100% because the right side of my mouth is still swollen. It's a little better, but some of my words, it just seems like even there, it's a little off. It's a little weird, but it's only because the right side of my face is swollen from that dental procedure. Thankfully, this is only radio. If this was video right now, it would look pretty weird. I don't know if I would have done a video show today. I'm not even planning on FaceTiming anybody today. But I did tell you guys, I was going in for that dental procedure, had to get it done, got it done. Everything is fine, except for when I say fine. And hopefully I will be back to normal on Monday and my face will be back to normal. I jokingly said a couple days ago that hockey fans, when your team gets far in the playoffs, you grow a beard. And that's what hockey players do. So fans want to be like a player on the team. So you start to grow a lot of facial hair. Well, I took it a step further. I'm like, I'm going to be a true hockey player. You know, if they're still in it, I got to be in this. And I'm going to have a tooth removed. Thankfully, it's not like visible because then it would be like a true, you know, goon on the ice. But got a new tooth in there and everything's going to be fine. It's just that I'm not 100% today. I know the Panthers play game two tonight. Maybe I'd be a little bit more revved up if they won Wednesday. That game just truly got to me. Because anytime you've got a two-goal lead, and then even when you're in overtime, you score, you win, you're just like so close. And the game was on the road. You just get that one game right there and you take a 1-0 series lead. But that game's over with. The Panthers can win tonight. The other night doesn't really mean anything. At least we're still talking Panthers hockey, because if we weren't, you want me to sit here and talk about the Marlins getting swept at home by the worst team in Major League Baseball? Or maybe the worst team in Major League Baseball got swept by the Colorado Rockies. I mean, if you get swept at home by the so-called worst team in baseball, does that make you the worst team in baseball? The Marlins are terrible. And it's just another reason I'm thankful for the Florida Panthers, because otherwise I'd be sitting here talking about a terrible baseball team and then fielding a bunch of messages saying, why are you hating on the Marlins? Why do you hate South Florida? Oh, get a life. Trust me, I'd much rather talk about the Dolphins going to the Super Bowl, the Marlins going to the World Series. They've won it twice. Talking about Inter Miami winning a championship. Talking about the Miami Heat back in the NBA Finals. I'd rather all of our teams do well. 2 years ago, I was going back and forth between Vegas and Denver. That was such an enjoyable time. What an experience. Both of our teams going for the championship. They both lost that year. The Miami Heat haven't gotten back since. But the experience, being able to do that and then being able to come on here and talk to you guys about it. The only way I'm going to get to Denver now is if it's a layover on my way to Edmonton for Game 7, because I've already got that booked. I don't know if this series is going to go 7. I have no idea. And you know what? No matter what happens tonight, it's not going to decide the series. Edmonton can win tonight. It's 2-0. Series isn't over. Panthers could win tonight, steal a game in Edmonton. Series isn't over. Of course, if Edmonton wins tonight, Game 3 means a heck of a lot more. You don't want to be in the spot the Oilers were in last season. But at least we're able to have this conversation. And it's the third straight year we can have this conversation. It's so much fun when the big story, the one that has so many people hooked, it involves your team. And the Florida Panthers are right in the middle of this. All the madness, all the wild times. Now, the Panthers do have some work to do, and that work will begin this evening. Not that I don't believe they can get the job done, because why in the world, and it's only one game, but even after two games, like worst case scenario is they're going home, they're down 2-0. Why would you ever think this team is done? Look back to two series ago against Toronto. I mean, just look back at the past 3 years. The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final for a reason. So I have a lot to come on the Florida Panthers today. Those of you who follow me on Instagram, and if you don't, just search Andy Slater. You've seen I've been posting a lot of IG stories, my wagers. I'll tell you what, I don't want to call it an incredible run, because to me, when you say somebody's on a run, it means there's luck involved. Now, surely there's got to be a little luck no matter what you're doing. But I have come up with a strategy, a formula, way better than if somebody tells you, oh yeah, I got a strategy in roulette. I got a system. Please. The ball goes around the wheel. There's no such thing as a system. But I have come up with something, particularly in baseball, where my record is not luck. My record has nothing to do with a run. My record is based on my studying, how much time I put into this, and I'm pretty good at it. I'm smart when it comes to this. So my wagering record in May was 21-7. If you do the math on 21-7, okay, you could put it in your calculator. 21 victories divided by 28 wagers. That's 75%. 75% is unheard of in the wagering world. Absolutely unheard of. And on top of that, my average win price was plus 109 at 75%. So some people were writing to me, oh, well, you know what, June, the law of averages. No. So far in June, I'm 7-3. That means I'm 70%. And my average win is plus 123. So I have had so many of you DM me. You want to become a close friend. I will send you all of the information if you send me a DM. A lot of you here from the show, a lot of you from outside the show, just following me on Instagram. There's no guarantees, of course, but my record, it speaks for itself. And those of you right now who signed up within the past week, I mean, you've seen it for yourself. What I'm doing is absolutely no joke. And what the Florida Panthers are doing is no joke either. All right, so I got a lot of notes in front of me. My voice is working right now, even though the right side of my face is swollen. But this is way better than a 60-second clip like I had to record yesterday because I was just all out of whack. So all of these things in front of me, my phone, my notes, my screens, it's time to get to them. But I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
No matter what you hear on the broadcast tonight, pregame show, postgame show, during the game, no matter what you hear anywhere else on the airwaves this afternoon leading into game two this evening, just remember one thing. Tonight is not a must-win for the Florida Panthers. There is no such thing as a must-win until the game where if you lose, you're eliminated. And we're not even near that point yet. Come on. The Oilers are up 1-0. Is it that big of a deal? Could the Panthers go down 2-0 tonight? Sure they could. It's the Stanley Cup Final. Edmonton's at home. They're really good. And even if the Panthers do go down 2-0 tonight, how short-term of a memory do some of us have? Look at what happened in last year's Stanley Cup Final. Edmonton was down 3-0. They tied at 3-3. Think back to the Toronto series. Toronto was up 2-0. They won both their first games in Toronto. And then what were people thinking? So by no means, and of course, I'm not saying this because, oh yeah, the Panthers are going to lose. No, the Panthers, heck yeah, they can win tonight. But if they do, don't get all panicky. Yes, the Oilers are better than any team the Panthers have played this postseason. But because of a 2-0 hole, if it even is a 2-0 hole, come on. Just don't get like that. I'm not going to be with you guys until Monday. So Monday, I'll be on just a few hours before game three. Not going to have a lot of time to react to game two because Saturday and Sunday, I ain't on the airwaves. But come Monday when I join you, look, I hope this series is 1-1. That would be fantastic for the Panthers. But it's not something that is like mandatory. And I'd rather feel that way and think that way as a fan and as a talk show host, much rather than the Panthers are going to win tonight. They got to win tonight because then if they lose, then I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, they're in trouble. No. Let them steal a game tonight. If they win tonight, that's stealing a game in Edmonton. That's stealing home ice advantage if they're able to hold in Sunrise. That's what that is tonight. It's not something that should be expected to happen. Because if you expect it to happen, then you're just going to be disappointed. And this isn't a case where the Panthers are like a huge favorite tonight. No, there's no expectation tonight that the Panthers should leave that building tied at one. Don't expect it. Don't expect them to lose. Don't expect them to win. And if you don't expect anything, if the Panthers do win, you're going to feel so good. But don't make yourself feel sad and mad and angry and frustrated if they don't get out of that building tonight with this series tied. Do I think they could win this game tonight? 100%. But it's just not, it's not something they have to do. There's no uh-oh in me. There's no nervous in me if they don't win tonight. Think about it. All the Panthers have to do, if they take care of home ice, is win one game in Edmonton. You take care of home ice, you win your games in Sunrise, you got four chances to win one game in Edmonton. That's all that's got to be done. I say that as if holding home ice is easy. It's not, but you hold home ice, you win one out of four in Edmonton, you're raising another Stanley Cup. I hope when I'm watching that game tonight, because I'm not in Edmonton, I'll only be there if it goes seven. I've already told you a million times, I got my hotel, I got my flights. But if the Panthers could win tonight, what it does to them, it immediately flips their minds and locks them in on getting the job done in game three. You come back home, you got a few days off or a couple days off. Travel is not so easy, but at least it's a nonstop flight for them on the charter. You get to be back home, you get to be with your family, you get to be in your own bed, and you get to feel a lot better. There's not as much pressure because you feel at home and it's 1-1. I watch a lot of tennis. It's just like a tennis match. You break serve. You're supposed to hold serve. Edmonton winning tonight would be holding serve. But if the Panthers can break serve and then hold themselves two games in Sunrise, I mean, now you're talking about a 3-1 series lead. Plus, if you break serve, then if you get broken, you're back to even. If you have no idea about tennis, then you're probably lost and confused with what I just said, but I'm sorry. I think still the pressure, if any pressure, is on a team in game two tonight. I think it's on Edmonton, not Florida. You're taking on the defending Stanley Cup champions. You know how badly you need to win at home. You know how badly you got to hold serve. And not only are they carrying the weight of their organization on them, but the entire country. Canada hasn't won a cup for decades. This is supposed to be their sport. Last year, there was a lot of disappointment, especially after you come back. You got everybody feeling like, oh my gosh, we're going to have this historic comeback, and then you lose. You got the best player in the league in Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid, he needs that stamp. He's got to be validated by a championship. All the greats have it. He is a great, but he doesn't have it yet. And if he's going to get it, I hope it ain't this year. You could say that Edmonton doesn't have a lot of pressure because they see this as, all right, we're up 1-0. This is a huge opportunity for us. We're really good. We know what we're doing. We got home ice. We could take a 2-0 lead. And I understand that commentary if you are thinking that. But if you relax at all, the Florida Panthers are going to get you. And if they get you, your home ice is gone. And then the whole here we go again feeling might come back. The last thing Edmonton wants to do is come to Sunrise and have this series tied. Because then it's like you gotta win a game. You almost have to win a game. The Florida Panthers, they just went seven with Toronto a couple series ago. The Maple Leafs pushed them hard. Toronto was up 2-0. Were people scared? Were people nervous? Look, the Florida Panthers found a way to win that series. Game 3 was in overtime. Brad Marchand scored that game winner in OT. If he didn't, it would have been 3-0. Toronto wins that game. Right now I'm talking about where's Sandy Alcantara going to get traded? Or the Dolphins' offensive line. So going down 2-0, if that is the case, it's not a big deal for Florida. You don't want to be down 2-0. I just get the sense that it's a much bigger deal for Edmonton to go to Sunrise 1-1 than it is for the Panthers to come home down 2-0. But they're going to be ready for tonight. They're going to be so ready. They got some more rest. Yesterday, they had a very light day. That was probably wise. They talked to the media late in the afternoon. They weren't on the ice. They were in the video room trying to figure out how to get a little better, not commit any stupid penalties. I'm not like a keys to the game guy, but before game one, before the series, I'm like, you just got to stay out of the box because Edmonton's power play is lethal. I know Bob is as good as it gets, but if Edmonton gets on that power play, you got McDavid and Draisaitl on the ice. It's very, very hard to stop no matter who you got in net. The Panthers' power play, they had opportunities. They had opportunities, even strength also. They couldn't finish in game one. They just looked a little tired. And look, Stuart Skinner, he had some good moments. But the Panthers should know, just like all of us, Skinner can be had. The Panthers just got to go out there and play their game. Keep the puck in the zone. Finish your chances. Put steady pressure on Stuart Skinner. He's going to break eventually. Bob did let in one soft goal he wishes he had back. But Bob is amazing. Don't let the loss fool you. It wasn't Bob's fault. He came up big in so many spots. But ultimately, you got the power play against you. You're on the kill. You got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. It doesn't matter who's in net. It's so hard to stop. And if the Panthers can keep Edmonton off of that power play, stay out of the box, they have such a good shot at repeating as Stanley Cup champions. I'm going to try to repeat as a champion yet again in my own poker tournament. The Slater Scoops poker tournament. It's coming up in about 2.5 weeks from now in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I'll give you more details when it comes closer, but there's going to be a minimum of $50,000 in the prize pool. But if you want to jot it down, it's Tuesday night, June 24th. That is when my next tournament is. You don't have to wait 2.5 weeks, though. You can go to the poker room right now at the Hard Rock. They got tournaments going on multiple times a day. Bonus high hands are being awarded. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. You'll see the entire tournament schedule, everything you need to know. And then I hope to see you very soon at the poker table at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I saw a post from the NHL Public Relations Department. It's about the game tonight. You know, promoing Game 2, Stanley Cup Final. Normally, when I see a promo for a Panthers game, I see Matthew Tkachuk on the front of it. I see Barkov on it. Now we're seeing Sam Bennett. And rightfully so. Look at what Sam Bennett has done for this Panthers team. The Panthers are deep. Everybody eats. But if you look at Sam Bennett's stats, what this dude is putting up this postseason, he's the best offensive player the Panthers have right now. Scored 2 goals the other night. He's playing with so much confidence. they keep finding him ways where he's getting opportunities to put the puck on his stick and into the back of the net. And I was mentioning how some guys, I thought in game one, they had the puck on that stick and they couldn't finish. Barkov a couple times and others. Sam Bennett, that dude is finishing. One thing I would like to see from the Florida Panthers tonight, whether I'm right or wrong in wanting to see this, I feel like part of the reason the Panthers weren't finishing was because the game was moving fast. It was fun to watch. It was exciting. But it was moving very quickly. The pace that I think Edmonton would like more than Florida. From a watching perspective, it's fun. Like if you're watching the NBA Finals, you want to see teams go back and forth? That's one thing. You're watching the Stanley Cup Final. You want to see exciting action on both ends of the ice, up and down? Okay, I get it. Edmonton, they want to see that more than Florida. So I'm not talking from a viewing standpoint. I'm talking about the standpoint of Florida winning the Stanley Cup. The Panthers want to control that ice. And the only way for them to control that ice is to slow Edmonton down. Think about the iconic moment from last year, Game 7. The Panthers won it. And when they did, the puck, it was against the boards. Guys were fighting for it. It was a physical battle. I would like to see more of that. Rather than the entertainment on television of keeping the pace really fast. And look, I talked about the travel. I don't think it was a great idea for the Panthers to have all these days off and then the day before game one, take a 5.5-hour flight to Edmonton, wake up early to catch that flight and do media day. But also part of the reason they looked tired in the end, it could have been that fast-paced game. And then you're going to overtime. So now there's even more energy you're using. Edmonton, they were already home. The Panthers looked run down. It's a one-game sample. That's all I can go off of. I'm not going to go back to last year a lot other than the description of I want to see a slower-paced game because I think that favors Florida. Now, you can credit Edmonton all day long, and they deserve credit. I mean, they're really good. And they're better than last year. Last year, when the Panthers were getting physical, Edmonton didn't really have an answer. This year, they've got more guys on their third and fourth line who can contribute. They self-scouted. They looked at last year's final, and they realized, hey, we need to beef up a little bit. And that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, the Panthers lost to Vegas 2 years ago. They fixed what they had to. And then you win the cup last year. You don't say, okay, we're just going to run it back. You got your key pieces and you add to it like they did with Seth Jones and Brad Marchand just being late season examples. As a Panthers supporter, Game one, in the end, it stunk because they lost. As a viewer, game one was amazing. People see game one and they're like, oh my gosh, I need seven games of this. Or this will go seven games because look at how good both of these teams are. But as somebody who's rooting for the Florida Panthers, the last thing you want to see is a team up 3-1, your team up 3-1. And you're thinking, we're going to get game one. We're in their building. We're going to get game one. And then you lose in overtime. I hope we get a terrific and entertaining game tonight. I don't want a boring game. Would I be cool if the Panthers win 7-1? Yeah. But that's not so entertaining. I want entertainment. Number one, I want the Panthers to win. Number two, I want entertainment. If I can get entertainment, if I can get a game just like we got on Wednesday night, but end it with a Panthers W, gosh, it makes me so much happier. It also makes me happy when Ed Jovanovski joins me here on the show. And that's what's going to happen. The former Florida Panthers great, the defenseman Ed Jovanovski, he talks about game two with me next. Here on this Friday, Ed Jovanovski, former Florida Panthers great, with us on the Andy Slater Show. Jovo, if you were on the ice Wednesday night, would you have done anything differently? Maybe you would have asked the team to fly in 24 hours before they did?
Well, good to be with you, Andy. That's a tough one because I believe last year they went in a day before. So you kind of go with what works, and you want less time to think of things and get back in there into the game and just kind of get going. Maybe in the third period you looked, the team a little bit of, fatigue settled in. But at this point, it's never an excuse. You got to go out there and play. And I feel like that game won, Andy. The team, when they were up 3-1, almost sat back a little bit. Stuart Skinner, give him credit, was really good in the second period. I thought at one point it could have been 5-1. You know, the Panthers had numerous opportunities to kind of get going and add a couple more goals. And then, you get that 3-2 goal. That probably won that Bob wants back. A little bit of a screen, but kind of sneaks through. But overall, I think you're going to see a rejuvenated group here tonight, fired up, ready to even this series up.
When you're up 3-1, Jovo, in a Stanley Cup game on the road, obviously they could come back from this. They're only down 1-0. But do you feel like that's a game you got to win?
No. I think this team is battle tested. Yeah, you can look at it in all those situations. Yeah, you're up 3-1. You feel like, this game should be, yours. And it's always nice grabbing that first one, steal home ice early on in the series. But I think this team, like I said, it's so battle tested. It's a long series. It's going to be a long series. That game won, it's his own game. Reset, refocus. The mission now is game two. And I tell you what, if there's going to be a lead in this hockey game, I can guarantee you they ain't giving this one up.
Ed Jovanovski with us here on the Andy Slater Show. If the Panthers do lose tonight, I mean, look, it's a tough game. It's a Stanley Cup final. They're in Edmonton. Hostile environment. If they do lose tonight, Jovo, is there any reason to be concerned at all? Or do you just look back and say, look at what's happened the previous series?
Right. Series, they always say don't start until the visiting team wins a road game.
Right.
And obviously the Panthers will be looking to do that tonight. If it doesn't happen that way, yeah, it sucks. You're coming back home, but you got to hold serve at home, which the Panthers have, been really good at that. And again, you'd look at after game two is done, whatever happens, now the focus shifts to game three. And that's his own thing. You win a hockey game. You feel good about yourself, and now you're going into the next game. So you don't want to look too far ahead. I think as you look at this game here tonight, see how everything unfolds. But I like the preparation. I like what the guys are saying. They've been through this before, and just got to go out there and execute a little bit better than Edmonton.
I know as a player you want to win every game. As an organization, you want to win every game. The fans want them to win every game. But as a player, Jovo, you think they go into tonight thinking, we got to win this game? Or, they know in the back of their minds, okay, well, if we don't, it's a 7-game series.
No, I don't think you don't need that pressure from yourself. I mean, there's enough, in these games, and the margin of error is so thin that you just got to go out there and essentially treat it like another game, Andy. I mean, obviously, like I said, the margins are a lot thinner. But you can't go into the game having those thoughts, right? You're going into this game, hey, we're winning this hockey game. And I think that's all it is. You're not looking at it, we need to win this game. It's almost like we are going to win this game. And I think that's the mentality and the positiveness that you need to have going into this game here tonight.
Is the only game you ever go into, Jovo, thinking or saying to yourself, we need to win this game, would it be a game seven? I mean, do you really think of that, or is it just another game?
Yeah, because you hear it. You know, I'm going to tell you the same thing guys would tell you. You're down 3-0. You're just worrying about that next game. The fourth game is always the toughest to win. And I think for the Panthers, I mean, look at last year. I mean, Edmonton, you win a game, you win another game, and now you find yourself back in the series, you know, for a winner take all. And the Panthers obviously found a way to win it at home. But, you know, I think backs up against the wall a little too early.
Who do you think is a better version of themselves this year, Edmonton or Florida?
I think both teams, Andy, are better. You look at Edmonton. I mean, obviously, they going into this series, for example, you look at the Oilers. They experienced it last year, right? So they're a little bit more ready, prepared, dealing with the off ice garbage that goes along and on the ice. And you look at the moves that they made, a little bit more sandpaper in their lineup. And same thing in Florida. I mean, listen, you're adding Seth Jones. You're adding, you know, Brad Marchand, Nosek, you know, a guy in, you know, Smitty. I mean, your team is better. I think both teams have improved, you know, going into this final here as we speak today.
You mentioned Nosek. I already hear people in the audience. Did we really have to add Nosek? I mean, maybe somebody wouldn't have cleared the puck over the boards. As a player on a team, how do you get by that, knowing, okay, you gave them the power play and then they wound up winning it?
Well, it's such an isolated, you know, play that ended up, obviously, you know, you're on the kill and they end up scoring. Give credit to Edmonton. They moved that puck pretty good there on that, how they executed that play. But no, I mean, it's part of the game, right? Mistakes happen. And I don't know if it's a mistake, really. I mean, you're trying to do the right thing, get the puck out of the zone, gets up on your blade a little bit, and you send it into the stands. Those are unfortunate, you know, things. And how you bounce from that is your teammates. I mean, you heard Coach talk about it. We won't let him eat alone here tonight. You know, talk to him. Let him know how good he was. And the coach talking, you know, in the Toronto series, when that line was put together, they're maybe not advancing without the play of that line. Everyone, you know, has their part, and it was an unfortunate thing. And I know I've been there. You know, in a game seven, I took a penalty right at the end. We ended up scoring shorthanded to go into overtime. But the first 10 seconds into overtime, they scored. So, yeah, you don't feel the greatest, but it's everyone collectively trying to do the right thing. And, you know, Nosek's been around for a while. He'll bounce back. He'll be good and kind of move on.
You think there's a message in the Panthers room, Jovo, where, I mean, they all know how deadly Edmonton's power play is, but let's not take stupid penalties. Let's be careful. And if there is that message, when you start putting that in your mind, you know, be a little bit more careful. We don't want them on the power play. Does that make you more susceptible to maybe making a mistake?
It could be. I think when you look at those situations, you just want to be above the play. You know, don't put yourself in positions where you have to reach out and get your stick parallel to the ice where you're getting these hooking penalties. The offensive zone penalties hurt. You want to stay away from those, obviously. Those seem to end up in your net a lot of the time, the lazy ones, the ones that are unnecessary. But you can't think that way, too. This game is a physical game. You go out there and you play hard. And for the most part, anytime you whack a guy good with a good physical hit, might be a little bit dirty. Those ones typically usually are killed because the guy's trying to do the right thing, kind of change momentum, just trying to finish his check, and those things happen. But overall, with an Edmonton team that skates so well, I think angles and being on the right side of the puck is always going to play a key where you don't put yourself in those positions to take those penalties.
Are you putting in an application, my last question, Jovo, to be Sam Bennett's agent? You know, maybe make a percentage on whatever he's going to get? I mean, my gosh, that dude, it's just, what can you say about him?
Well, you always look in those situations and you always look at, you know, you're a pending UFA. Do you really need the agent? And I know all agents are going to look at, I had a long, you know, relationship still to this day with my agent is what it is. Listen, at the end of the day, I think the primary focus right now is winning. And Bill Zito is an unbelievable general manager. Yeah, he's got some work to do in the off season, you know, but that is what it is. I mean, the guy always seems to figure out what's the best for the Florida Panther organization. Obviously, Sam Bennett with the 12 goals in the playoffs here, he's a unicorn type player. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the promo for NHL PR today, not Barkov, but there it is, Bennett. The stars are out tonight, and well, good for him and good for the Panthers for having him. Ed Jovanovsky, former Florida Panthers, great. I appreciate you coming on the show. It's always good talking to you, and I hope we get to talk about a parade, but let's see what happens tonight.
All right, Andy, anytime. Let's go get this one tonight.
Yes, I hope so. I'm all in. Let's go. Take care, buddy.
All right, bud.
All right, Ed Jovanovsky. So good to talk to. See, I really enjoy having people on who, when I ask them something, you know, they're thinking about it. It's not just an obvious, you know, answer. And Jovo is one of those guys that puts, you know, thought into his answer before, you know, answering it. There's no problem with a little dead air. Not a lot, but a little bit. And I'm the same way. So I really enjoy the conversation with Ed Jovanovsky. There's one more thing I wanted to bring up before I get out of here for the weekend and get ready for game two tonight. It's got nothing to do with the Panthers. Well, not really. It's got nothing to do with the Dolphins, the Heat, the Marlins. But I'm just thinking to myself. I spent the majority of the hour, if not the entire hour, talking about the Florida Panthers, rightfully so. And I started to think to myself, when was the last time we had in South Florida, besides the Florida Panthers, one topic being such a big hit that everybody was into? There was like mania around it. And the only thing I could think of was Messi. And here's the thing, Messi still plays in South Florida. But do people still, maybe it's just me, do people still talk about Messi and Inter Miami? I know this Team World Cup is coming to town, but Inter Miami hasn't been good this year. Messi's one of the biggest stars in the world, if not the biggest star in the world. He showed up at Publix, people were excited, they watched him play. But the Florida Panthers are good, and the beach is fun to go to. There's just so many other things. Like, is Messi still a big deal? Well, that's all the time I've got for this Friday afternoon. Enjoy game two tonight. I'll be back with you on Monday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.